chance this morning and, well, all the way through to 1 o'clock, actually, to hear again our official opening of locations 11 and 12 for Garrison FM, which is Fort George and Inverness,
yeah,
where the Black Watch 3rd Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, are based. So, three Scots we catch up with, and our opening at Fort George. The first bit you'll hear in a moment or two, where we join Captain Alec Rose. He's the 2IC of the Rear Operations Group, doing the official opening for us. Former England captain and Rangers captain, manager of the local football team, Inverness Caledonian Thistle, Terry Butcher on the show. And then, after 12 midday, we've got the Provost of Inverness in, opening up our spot number 12 in Inverness. Does all that make sense? It will, as we go along.
Garrison FM at Fort George today. I've got Captain Alec Rose with me. Alec is the 2IC. He's a full-time reserve with the and he's 2IC of the Rear Operations Group here. So you've been in the Army, and then you're back in it, Alec.
Yes, I had a bit of a gap. I left regular Army from Inverness and Cameron Barracks, so I've come back in on the same latitude up in Fort George. So I'm on a year's contract. I've been out of the Army working in the oil and gas industry, and then recently I moved to Inverness. Took to work in state management. So this has been a fantastic opportunity for me to...
So what made you want to come back into the Army then, after you'd obviously done quite a while at it?
Strangely enough, I took part in this reenactment, which led by the historian Tony Pollard, which reenacted the night march by the Jacobites on Nairn for the Battle of Clon, and it suddenly reminded me how much I was missing out on soldiering, so that inspired me to get back in. And at the same time, I had a call about a week later that they had vacancies in Seven Scots, which is C Company, the local territorial army unit in Inverness. That's about a year and a half ago, and suddenly this opportunity came up, so it's all snowballed from there.
Okay, how's things back here? We've got, obviously, three Scots away in Afghanistan. You've got how many people back here at one time?
Well, on paper, we have about 200 soldiers, but that includes those who are away on courses, those who are recovering from injuries, and those who have finished their contracts and moving into civilian jobs. But any one time in Fort George, we probably have about 120, half of which are doing the sort of day-to-day duties of keeping the battalion's administration going, and the other half are busy training in preparation for potentially deploying as reserves out in Afghanistan.
Okay, well, look, Alec, thanks for joining us. I know Terry Butcher's on his way over from the football training pitches over the road to do the official switch on. Alec, thanks for joining us today on Garrison FM.
Okay, many thanks.
Hey, this is Garrison FM, and we're at Fort George today for the official opening of Garrison FM's 11th location on 87.7 FM. We've got the manager of the local football side here. That's SPL Inverness Cali Thistle, the manager, former England international, Terry Butcher. Terry, welcome to Garrison FM, and thanks for popping over the road from the training pitches to join us live today.
Yeah, it's been a long journey to get here, probably about 15 seconds, so it's a beautiful day out here, and just delighted to be here.
Terry, Inverness Cali Thistle train on MOD pitches across the way.
The Army have been fantastic for us. We've got a great relationship with them, and long may that continue. So it's about 15-20 minutes outside the ground, outside Inverness, but it's well worth it because it's got a fantastic drainage on the pitch. You've got two football pitches and a rugby pitch. So sometimes we sort of dodge about. Sometimes we have to give way because Fijians and Tongans and whoever's in the Army in Fort George like to go and play their rugby at odd times, but we got on really well.
Terry, you've got we know, of course, as an England player, an England and a captain, great footballing pedigree. You've got a great Scottish football pedigree, of course, playing for Rangers, managing Motherwell with Inverness Cali Thistle, bringing them back up into the SPL. How much have you enjoyed your football up here?
Well, I enjoy it immensely. I've probably had virtually all my career up here. You know, obviously managerial career. I've had one or two spells down in England, but we seem to... as Maurice Malpass, my number two, says, you know, he can't kick us out of the country. I think my visa expired about 15 years ago, but we seem to be coming back. But we love it. We enjoy it. And Inverness in particular has been fantastic for us. Like I say, 3 years up here, it's been wonderful. And although we did get relegated within the first 6 months, we've come back up and come back up stronger. So it's a lovely place to work and to live. And, you know, we're at the moment trying to get players to come and join the club. One or two players we're looking to get in on loan and on short-term deals because it's the transfer window. So it's trying to talk them into coming up here. But, you know, we've got a good reputation down south. They're giving people a chance or a second chance or third chances. And those players have come up here and have done very well. So once you're up here, it's a hell of a journey to get up here. But once you're up here, it's just brilliant. It is really good. So. We're at Motherwell before, which not quite got the same scenery as Inverness, but you know, it's still the same sort of format where you having having to introduce younger players into the squad, you know, pick up your bargains from England and go from there. So, Morris and I have, because Morris worked with me at Motherwell, we've, really enjoyed our time here.
Okay, what about that trek that you've got to do for every away game? It's a bit of a journey for wherever you're playing, I suppose, except for Aberdeen.
We only have two overnight stays, really, and that's St Mirren and Kilmarnock. Other times we, generally go on the day. So, teams, you sort of look on in disbelief when teams moan about coming up here and moan about the journey, moan about this. If you're in England, you'd have, 4, 5, 6 hour journeys minimum. So, it's much of a breeze. The A9 can get a bit of stick. It's not the best road in the world. And by the time it becomes a dual carriageway all the way up, I think we'll be either dead or out of here. So, but we just get on with it. The boys are just fantastic, really are.
Okay, Terry, we'll talk more in a few minutes' time and talk about your Army connections too. Terry Butcher, manager of Inverness Caledonian Thistle, is with us here on Garrison FM, live from our 11th location, Fort George. Hey, it's Garrison FM. We're at Fort George today, and Inverness Cali Thistle's manager, Terry Butcher, has joined us today. You've got a very strong Army link through your son, haven't you, Terry?
Yes, he's captain at the Foundation College at Harrogate, and he's been in the Army a good few years now, and he's doing very well.
What's your view on Army life then? And was it something that you were keen for your son to do, or just let him make the decision himself?
I just let him go with the flow, really. I mean, he went to university, he didn't quite make his degree, so he sort of dropped out there, much to our disappointment. But, he always had a career in the Army at the back of his mind, went to Sandhurst and graduated from there. And he's done very well since then. He's been to Iraq, he's been to Afghan, and, now he's teaching young recruits what to do and all these kind of things. So he's thoroughly enjoying it. I think he's got a posting out to Germany very soon as well. And he's obviously married now and going well. But he loves it. He's very much into the Army life, and we have no problems. We've been there to Harrogate a few times, stayed in the Army houses. They're quite nice, despite what all the press is saying about Army houses, but they're very good.
And I know you're surrounded by soldiers now, but what do you think of the job that they're doing, Terry?
Oh, fantastic job. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I think the whole of Britain really has come to terms with what a magnificent job they do. There was a lot of dissent or a lot of mixed feelings, I think, quite a few years ago. But I think, everybody realises what they put themselves through, and it's just fantastic. It really is heartwarming when you see what reaction they're getting, all the soldiers are getting from the British public. I think that's brilliant. It really has united the whole of the UK and everybody behind the Army and the Armed Forces. But, it's having, had a son involved in action sort of thing, it's, it sort of hits home to you how much they are at risk and how much they put their lives on the line. But it's a fantastic spirit in the Army.
This is Garrison FM, and we're at Fort George today for the official opening of Garrison FM's 11th location. I'd like you to do the honours, Terry.
I certainly will. It gives me very great pleasure. I would like to declare Garrison FM's 11th location, Fort George, officially open on 87.7 FM. Many congratulations.
Hooray! Terry, thanks for joining us today. Good luck this weekend. Who are you playing?
We play St Mirren at home, so it could be seven matches unbeaten, so we're looking forward to that.
Terry, fingers crossed for you. At Garrison FM, we'll be back from Fort George in just a minute. Well, just before we leave Fort George, chance to chat with a couple more soldiers in with face painted up very nicely here. What's your name?
Private Owens.
What's your first name?
Dominic.
Dominic, why have you got all the gear on, bit of war paint?
Been on battle lessons up on Area 3.
Okay, and what were you doing up there?
Getting taught casuvac drills and fire and under contact.
And is it stuff you've done before?
Aye, in cataract, what we trained for.
Okay, and we've got an expert here. What's your name?
Private Simpson.
And Private Simpson is the expert on Fort George. Could you give us a quick one-minute potted history on Fort George here?
Well, it was built from 1753 to 1761 after the Battle of Culloden, which is just at the back of the fort. The battle site's actually at the back there. It was built as a base to police the Highlands, basically, to stop any more rebellions against the Crown after the Jacobites were beaten at Culloden, which is actually the last battle to be fought on British soil as well. After that, it was then just used as a training base for soldiers because there wasn't any more rebellions, so it was used as a training base to train soldiers up. And it was known as Fort Misery because of its location.
It is a bit out of the on a limb here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty remote, like, and in their days they wouldn't even have had roads or anything, so the soldiers weren't happy in coming up here. Like.
But now?
It's pretty much the same, to be honest. Not going to lie. Yeah, it's okay up here. It's actually quite a privilege to be based here.
Well, thanks to Private Simpson for his potted history of Fort George. So, Garrison FM's 11th location was officially up and running. Next, it was over to Inverness, where Mark McKenzie joined me for the official switch-on of our 12th location, a new FM transmitter on the patch. Yep, the married quarter in Wimberley Way, next to Cameron Barracks.